from the WGXE Newsroom. This is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The New Baltimore Town Board, April 26, unanimously approved a resolution granting municipal consent for the $3 billion Champlain-Hudson Power Express proposal, despite the presence of a small but vocal group of opponents. Resident James Echo said as he left the town board meeting, and I quote, "Sometimes David has to challenge Goliath," end quote. The project would run 338 miles of power line from the U.S.-Canada border to New York City, with 60% of the line buried underwater and 40% underground, and would supply enough power for 1 million homes in New York City. Municipalities along the transmission line were asked to adopt resolutions granting consent for the line to be installed on an existing right-of-way. Town Supervisor Jeff Russo said the line would run parallel along the CSX railroad track. He added he has met with developers. The only town-owned road the project is expected to cross is New Baltimore Road. Russo said it would also cross Route 144, but that is a state road. He said New Baltimore would receive $120,000 a year through a payment in lieu of taxes agreement. Town Board member Shelley Van Etten said there was nothing the town could do about the project one way or another, and the supervisor agreed. He said, and I quote, "It comes down to this. There are a lot of bigger players than the town of New Baltimore or residents Ellie Alfield or Jeff Russo who are worried about their stretch of property. There are a lot of big bucks in this," end quote. Alfred scoffed. Echo expressed skepticism and wanted to see the town gain more from the project. Russo said New Baltimore was the last town in Greene and Albany counties to vote on the municipal consent resolution. He said, and I quote, "We did struggle like a fish on a line. That's all we were, a fish on the line," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia Paper. The proposed Hecate Energy 60-megawatt Shepherd's Run solar farm is now on the fast track to approval. The industrial-scale project is not permitted under the COPEG zoning laws, but it is moving forward because Hecate bypassed the local law and requested site approval from the New York State Sitting Board under procedures in Article 10 of the Public Service Law. In an announcement last week, Hecate said it has transferred the application from Article 10 to, and I quote, "the state's new sitting process for renewable energy projects, known as 94C, for the section of state executive law that established the new system and sets the standards and conditions for sitting, design, construction, operation, and permitting that Shepherd's Run will be required follow," end quote. Though the switch was not unexpected, the news drew an angry reaction from town officials and opponents. Town Supervisor Jeanne E. Mettler said, and I quote, "Hecate's announcement that it is switching to 94C is more bad news for COPEG," end quote. She added, and I quote, "Now Hecate has jumped from Article 10, which had little regard for local zoning, to 94C, which is geared to totally ignore local laws in favor of a quick state rubber stamping for solar projects," end quote. Hecate Energy Project developer Alex Campbell noted, and I quote, "The transfer to the state's new comprehensive sitting and permitting process ensures a rigorous and responsible environmental review process. It will also help provide real benefits and safeguard input opportunities for the local community," end quote. Republican State Senator Daphne Jordan said April 16th that she has stood with COPEG citizens and officials for months, and I quote, "in expressing my many serious concerns about Hegate Energy's proposed massive project and its potential negative impact on the town's special quality of life," end quote. Jordan is critical of the project due to Hecate's failure to respect and recognize local home rule and to include proper protection provisions for local farmland. She has urged the NYS Board on Electric Generation Sitting and the Environment to deny the company its required certificate in her official public comment. Hecate does have supporters, including Friends of Columbia Solar, which argues that solar power will be crucial to making the state's mandate of 70% renewable electricity by 2030. The Chicago-based Hecate is a developer of solar farms, wind farms, and energy storage projects. The Shepherd's Run proposal calls for the installation of 200,000 solar panels on steel tracking mounts on 280 acres of a 360-acre fenced-in area located on both sides of State Route 23 and County Route 7 in the Copec hamlet of Carryville near the Taconic Hills Central School and the Copec Lake community. Most of the land earmarked for the facility is currently used for agriculture. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant in Buchanan, Westchester County, will stop producing energy on April 30th when its last component, Reactor Unit 3, is taken out of service. Holtec spokesperson Joe Delmar said Holtec International will take it over and dismantle it, but not before the State Public Service Commission gives its okay. He said, and I quote, "The PSC does have a hearing scheduled for May 13th when they will make a determination to either approve or not approve the transaction," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Hopefully the transaction is approved, and if that is the case, the plan is for Entergy and Holtec to complete the sale transaction on May 28th. End quote. If the sale is approved, Holtec would then move the remaining spent fuel into dry cask and begin dismantling the facility. That is projected to take 12 to 15 years. The work will be paid for through the decommissioning trust fund. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.